Andy, it's here. We are a week away from the fest for Beatles fans. How are you doing, my partner?
Happy Friday. A week from tonight, we will be in Jersey City at the Hyatt, having a grand old time with all of our people. Oh, you get the catalog too, I see.
Well,
Or
this
is
was
that the,
last year.
oh, that's
This was
last year's.
last year.
Oh, okay,
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, man. 1 week. 1 week. And today we found out the schedule for the various panelists and the ballroom. And yeah, a lot of questions were answered. And we're happy to share where Tom and I will be this next weekend with the fest.
That's right. That's right. So, we got the schedule. Like Andy said, I'm going to be part of Talk More Talk. And then obviously there's two legs. And then Andy and I will be part of other panels as well. So, but first, before we do that, I mean, there's a couple of guests here. Any of these guests you looking forward to seeing this year?
Let me take a quick look. I gotta
Yeah, I mean,
check.
obviously we got Lewis in again, which it's always good to see
Lewison,
him.
yeah. I tell you what, I'd like to really hear Peter Asher. I've never actually seen him give a speech in person or a talk
Okay.
in person. I do listen to Peter Asher on the Beatles Sirius channel, Sirius XM channel. So it'll be nice to go to see him on the main stage ballroom, and see what he's going to talk about. Patty Boyd, of course.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, those are the two biggies that I kind of would like to go, hear the most from, having not seen anything before.
Right.
How about you?
Well, obviously, it's going to be cool to hear Womack talk about the upcoming book,
Oh,
the
well,
11th book.
that goes without saying, our good old friend
Yeah,
Ken W.
this November. So I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be cool to actually see or meet an ex-Beatle wife,
Yeah, to see these people. And of course, Alan Cozen's going to be there on
Yes,
many,
Alan
many,
Cozen.
many panels, and the discussions, and talking about the McCartney Legacy book. And that'll be a real, hopefully we'll get a chance to say hello to him. And he's going to be a pretty popular guy next weekend.
Yeah, I mean, a bunch of people that we've had on the show. I mean, obviously, like Alan Cozen, James Campion will be there
Yep.
with his book, with his Hey Jude book. Madeline McCarr will be there, as well with her Yoko Ono book. Fetal Tool,
Oh, well,
so
of course,
it's gonna be, yeah, the
very
Queen.
first, the very first guest on Two Legs. I mean, that's our
Right,
pal. That goes
yes,
without saying.
they're getting the red carpet cleaned for her arrival now, so they're getting that ready.
Yeah, I wonder, I didn't take a detailed look at the program, but I wonder if Lewis doing another discussion where he picks a year and just takes it apart?
I didn't notice that. I didn't notice
Because
that,
he did
but
that in he do, actually not even a year, he took a month. And analyzed
right.
like last year, and
'68.
he did August of '66 in Chicago. It was great. I don't know what he's doing this year.
Well, he did what he did 68 in at the Jersey Fest.
He did, yeah, he did 68, yeah.
And then he did 66 in Chicago.
Yep. Okay, so
Okay.
I just looked. So Mark is on the main stage on Saturday at 4:50,
Okay.
and he's doing his Evolver 62
Okay.
presentation.
All right. Right. So
So
that's what
that.
he toured with, was it late last year or something like that? He toured the UK with that.
The Evolver 62 show.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. And then Mark is again on the main stage on Sunday at 6, just talking about 5:20, just talking about his overall history with Apple and the Beatles and his connection working for them. So those of you that are in your Beatles studies and know your Beatles history, that Mark is a great guy, and Tom and I have met him. We met him last year and have had a couple of conversations with him, and he's just a great guy, and he
Yeah.
takes everything, all the fans that he meets and stuff, and he's very, very gracious with his time, and it's nice. It's nice to always see him. No Juber this time, though, right?
No, it doesn't look like there's no Juber this week, this or the not week. I mean this month.
Yeah.
I'm falling apart over here.
That's okay. Alan Cozen's on the main stage as well on Sunday. Obviously, he's by himself because his buddy Adrian Sinclair isn't making the trip across the pond for the fest, but I'm sure he'll be well represented, and maybe he'll even join virtually. Who knows? He's there on Sunday at the main stage doing that. Jude Kessler, obviously, some of the stalwart guests will always be there as well. So, yeah, it came out today, and we're going to be two busy people.
Yeah, so I'll just start off with the Talk More Talk panel that we're doing
Yeah.
Saturday at 2 p.m. And that's going to be myself, Kit O'Toole, Joe Mayo, and Ken Michaels, and making a return is Ken Womack as well. So that'll be
The
you know
forefather.
the yeah the one of the original
Wow,
co-hosts of
man.
the show. And it'll be great. We're going to be doing a talk, 1973, the Dream solo year. We're just going to be talking about, is that the best, solo Beatles year? I mean, with releases and chart success and critical success, and and did any other year compare to that?
You
Can
know,
you
I'm sure
compare?
you all touch upon this, but it's really funny. You don't have that many to choose from if you're going to
No.
count all four. You only have a couple. You got 70
Right.
through 75 and 80, and that's it. You don't have
Right.
that many choices to. So when you think about 6 years, 73 is pretty good. It's hard to top.
It is hard to top, but there might be one that I'll talk about that might come close, but I think 73 is
We
pretty
know it's
much
not
the
72.
no.
We know it ain't 72.
Yeah, that's right. And then Sunday at 2:45, Two Legs will be doing their first show at the fest for Beatles fans. So very excited about this. And what are we doing, Andy?
So we are going to be doing Red Rose Speedway at 50. So Tom and I are
Yeah.
so thrilled that we actually got our own slot to do our own show, and covering what nearly coincides with the 50th anniversary of the album, which came out in April of 73. So it's almost
Yes.
nearly just 50 years to the day of Red Rose Speedway's release. And as you all know, on social media, Paul released a new 4K version of My Love yesterday, because that was
Oh.
released 50 years ago yesterday.
Right. That video was beautiful. I mean, he's been doing this on and off for the last couple of years, doing 4K scans
Dropping
of
them,
his
and they
yeah,
aren't they
videos,
incredible?
right?
And you can see the difference when they show you how
Yes.
much upgraded they've been.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah, it looks great. Never looked better.
Yeah,
Never looked
so
better.
that's going to be in the so there's like a discuss there's a paperback writer discussion room where a lot of the big panels are going to be. Talk More Talk with Tom and the gang, and us and Two Legs are going to be in another room, which is like a second kind of offshoot room. And that room is, because it's basically, it's I think if you look at the first sign, it says "Tell Me What You See." That's kind of what
Right.
that room might be called, and that's where a lot of other panels overflow are going to, and that's where
Yeah.
Things We Said Today will be. Also, Talk More Talk on Saturday, and then obviously Tom and I on Sunday at 2:45, just talking about Red Rose Speedway at 50 years, which I think is a very nice anniversary for the album. It coincides with us and our show. It coincides with the McCartney legacy, so it's all Macca all the time.
Exactly, my friend. Also on Sunday, and I believe it's right before our Two Legs show, and that's going to be a panel called Collecting the Beatles.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So that's going to be myself, you, Ethan Alexanian, our buddy Joe Mayo, and Piers Hemmingson from Canada. And Ethan's from Canada as well. So we were asked to maybe bring, some collectibles with us. I'm just trying to decide what it is I'm going to bring. Maybe it'll be a 45s of a picture sleeve that I have a lot of,
Yeah.
or something like that, and show the differences of those picture sleeves. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, that's one nice panel that we're all going to be on, collective podcasters united there Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Yes. Then Sunday at 4:30, it's going to be the media panel, or the Beatles media
Yeah,
panel.
the
Now
media
this
panel, and it's a big one.
yeah, this is a big one. There's going to be like 9 or 10 of us there, because I know Ken Michaels says I think he said he was not going to be there on Sunday, although he is on the written down there on as a
Right.
participant, but I don't know if he's going to be there or not. So if he is, then it'll be Ken Michaels, Rob Leonard, Darren DeVivo, Kit O'Toole, Ken Womack, myself, you, Ethan Alexanian, Joe, and Skylar.
Yeah, that's a big panel, and that as the last one of the weekend that we're all mutually on Sunday at 4:30. So that'll be a lot of fun. And if you look at the program guide, you'll see these discussions, but you may not see Tom and my name on all of them. But right. we are on those panels, and we've confirmed that with the Fest folks, and we are on them. So if you go there and you don't see our name, but we will be there.
Right, and we'll remind people once we see them as well. So Andy, you've got two on Saturday. Why don't you talk about those?
Yeah, I've got two on Saturday. I'm going to be on the Discuss Paperback Writer Room Saturday at 3:15. That's the Historians panel. And that's going to be a discussion moderated by Susan Ryan, which is going to have Kit O'Toole, myself, Janet Davis, just blanking on everybody else that's on that panel, but a few other people. Jim Ryan, obviously, will be on there. And the discussion is Revolver, the best Beatles album. And
yeah.
We're going to basically look at and kind of do a little bit of a comparison between that and Rubber Soul. Obviously, Revolver is the hot newest remix. So we're going to kind of contextualize it now. And then we've got some really great primary sources that Janet Davis was so nicely to find, and Kit as well, and share with us, to look at original reviews of Revolver from 1966. And they were all not that glowing, believe it or not. Some really scathing reviews. So it was so nice of them to find those and share those with us to have for that discussion. So that's Saturday at 3:15.
All right, Andy, hold on. Before you continue, give me a second. If you want to talk about something else, go ahead. I'll be right back.
Go ahead. No problem, partner. I'll hold down the fort here. So there he goes. Phoenix there. So really, really excited to see everybody again. Hope now that the pandemic is quote-unquote over, to see everybody back here at the Fest. I went to two last year, obviously. Obviously, there wasn't any 2020 or 2021. And finally, in 2022, Tom flew here, and we met everybody for the first time. I went to Chicago and met more people and spoke on more panels. So I really got to meet more and more people, and that's what it's about. You know, we all share the same love and passion for the music. It's connecting with the fans and our shared experiences and what we do as podcasters, writers, researchers, authors, all of it. It all kind of comes together, pun intended, for that 3-day weekend. And it's something that has really, since I've joined Two Legs, become a real big kind of galvanizing moment for me as just a kid who went to that thing with my dad in the 90s to go and now be, you know, asked to speak on panels and stuff like that. It's really so special to go. And special thanks to Kit O'Toole and Janet Davis and Susan Ryan for being open and available and interesting available for conversations and kind of accepting me into their family. It's been, I can't even describe it. It's magical. It's what it is. And it's in my backyard. It's here in New Jersey. So I'm very happy to have that here and to have Tom here once again hosting it in my backyard. A lot of families and friends coming. A lot of Two Legs top fans will be there as well. So and we will have some limited merchandise as well, Two Legs shirts as well. So I will have an image of that to share for you. Hopefully by the end of this weekend, we'll throw it up on our social media. So we'll get those Two Legs shirts images to you as well. You good, partner?
Yeah, great.
Okay, good.
So you got the researching the Beatles, and then you also...
No, that was I had just talked about the Historians panel. Now the next one,
okay.
The next one at Saturday is researching the Beatles in the 21st century. And that's the that's at Saturday at 6:05, and that's with Ken Womack and several others as well. Give me 1 minute to just look at the thing here. Ken Womack, Kit O'Toole, Carly Migalogorski. I hope I said that right, and a few others as well. Again, there's more people on the panels that you see that are in the actual program guide. So
right.
You know, we'll get those all to you as well. Just give me 1 minute here, partner, and I'll be able to give you the exact details here. Hold on. That's all of us on there as well. So, that's it. Yeah, I have it. The email that I had didn't have everybody on it. Just says who's actually on it. So,
okay.
There you go. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm very honored to be on all these panels with Joe Mayo. Ethan Schuyler, Piers Hemmingsen, who I was, you know, so it's the fact that you and I can be on one together. I'm pretty excited about that because you were on some last year in Jersey, right. And then I went to Chicago. Right. We did our own thing. Now we're together, and that's pretty special.
Yeah, it is. And again, I can't wait. And the great thing is about these, you know, these weekends are, you know, meeting everybody, meeting, you know, people that listen to the show, people, you know, that watch it or listen to it. This one, Talk More Talk, you know, Joe's live streams or his YouTube, you know, his channel. So it's this is going to be a lot of fun talking with everybody. It's going to be hectic. You know, they always are, right? I mean, it just seems like the weekend goes by so quickly.
It really does. It really does. But we're all in. Like, Tom and I are there from start to finish on all 3 days. You know, we're going to get there early and we're going to be there late and maybe sing a song or two in the hallway with y'all. Badly, I might add.
But, badly, but yes.
Very badly, but we will. We will do that.
We'll see. We'll see.
You know, if somebody starts singing Pretty Little Head, then we'll be like, whoa. No, it'll be
very
fine.
Surprised.
It'll be fine. Tom's going to bring, you know, a few dollars with him in the hopes of scoring some, you know, rare vinyl. I know him. The second this guy gets to New Jersey and we get to the thing, he is going to blow right past me and every other Tom, Dick, and Harry and go right up to the merchandise room looking to score something. I know this guy. He's going to go right there.
Well, we talked a little bit about the other day of what, you know, I'm hoping, you know, to find.
Well, yeah, we're not gonna say.
Well, it's fine. I mean, listen. I mean, if I find stuff, you know, that great. If not, then it's not gonna ruin my weekend. You know.
I know, but you know what? Like, you never know what you're gonna find. And when you got that stuff last year, was it Friday, Saturday, or Sunday? I think it was Saturday, right?
Well, I think I got a few things, you know, a couple each day. You know, it just depended on the deal, really.
Right.
You know. But obviously, I think it was Saturday that you found me the UK All the Best, right when I was on the getting ready to start the collector pack.
Yes. Hold on, I'll be right back. I gotta get this. Yeah. Wait, I know he wants this.
Yeah, that was just like perfect, you know.
Hell yeah, that was a good deal too. Oh my god, I'm like, I got something for you.
Right.
It's fun.
Yeah. So, it's going to be interesting, you know, hopefully there's a few more, you know, vendors there.
We'll see.
Than there was last year. I mean, obviously, you know, COVID probably scared a bunch of people off.
Yeah, but that's you know? 3 years old already now, you know, come on, yeah. Come on back. Come on back. Come on back. Back to the Bishop's Gate.
Bring some stuff with you to sell, you know?
Yeah.
I'll take a look at it. Maybe we can make a deal.
Let's make a deal.
Yeah,
it is Jersey after all. You know, I could call people. It could happen.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is going to be a great time. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing all the peeps that I met way back in 2018 at the White Album Symposium at Monmouth University. You know, people I haven't seen since then. I mean, I don't think I've seen Womack since then. And obviously, you got to see him at the McCartney Legacy launch.
Yep, and Chicago last year.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of people, a lot of books, a lot of authors. So if you're thinking about it, you know, come on in, come on down.
It's in a great spot. Tom, I know, loved like that, where that location was, right across the river from downtown Manhattan. I know, because it's still your profile picture.
Well, maybe I'll get another picture and change it.
Yeah, we'll update it. But I know you were just like, wow, this is my first one. And this is crazy. So now that you've had one, you know, you can actually, you know, walk in there a little bit, you know, play it cool. You know, play it cool.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, play it cool. But man.
Yeah.
Let's get there.
Yeah, let's get to Friday at Friday afternoon. And let's get you here first. And with good weather too, please, for the love of God. No rerouting to Philadelphia. None of that crap this year.
Yeah. Well, there's that conversation on Thursday night, right, with Womack and Lewison at the Grammy Museum,
which is where the McCartney Legacy launch was. Yeah. So Lewison's doing another discussion Thursday night in Newark. at the Grammy mm-hmm. Museum, but that's not going to probably not going to jive with everybody's travel and things like that too.
Right.
So, but you can get tickets to that too. Just look up the Grammy Museum in Newark, and there's tickets for that as well if you're in for the whole shebang.
Yeah. And you know, while we're there, maybe we're gonna record everything. Obviously, we'll post them, right?
Yes.
Like you did with the Chicago Fest. We'll get them up on our YouTube channel, and then maybe up on the audio platforms as well.
Yep.
So a lot of content coming. And
I know that Talk More Talk is planning to go live. I think for your show, but
we'll see. Yeah.
We'll try to go live as well too for our regular Speedway discussion, but at the very least, it'll be recorded and posted.
Yeah, which I think is probably the way we should do it. You know, I don't know. We'll see. Wi-Fi is not that great there.
Because as I recall, I went live on my phone last year when you were on the collectors panel, and you know the YouTube people were like, "The quality's bad. I can't hear nothing." I'm trying to like show this stuff and. A bunch of clowns can't be grateful that we're doing it. So you know what? Now you get nothing, like Tony Soprano says. Now you get nothing. Now you get nothing.
Anywho.
So.
That's it.
The fest awaits, the 49th fest.
Yeah.
Jersey City style with the act that you've known for all these years, Tom Hunyadi and Andy Nichols and Kid O'Toole and the rest of us loonies will be there.
Us loonies, yeah, that's about it, right?
Yes, sir. All right, yes, everybody. Sir. So come see us next weekend at the fest. If you're in the area, stop by, say hello. Happy to meet and talk to new people, and thanks for checking us out. And can't wait for it, partner. Can't wait for you to get here.
Looking forward to it, man. I'm gonna get that suitcase out here any day now and start throwing some MACA shirts in there and get ready.
There we go. Thanks, everybody, and we'll see you at the fest. Bye.